According to where many that holds that is called mam gevoya, belongs to Hashem, just we have a right to eat it, you can't be yaitz mitzvah matzah. We'll soon see why not. How do we know that matzah has to belong to you? According to Chachamim, if you have matzah made from Maitzah Sheni, you would be Yaitzah Mitzvah Matzah. Because according to Chachamim, Maitzah Sheni is called your mom, it belongs to us mamish, so it's called Matzah Sechim, it belongs to us, we Yaitzah Mitzvah Matzah with it. Same thing, Esrog Shem Maitzah Sheni. If you have an Esrog on Sukkis, that what was from Maitzah Sheni? You had your Esrog tree, and you gave off Maitzah Sheni, and this is the Maitzah Sheni you brought to Yerushalayim. You can't be Yaitzah Mitzvah Esrog, Ledivir Rebbe Meir. Ain yoytze boy dechavase biyomtiv. You're not yoytze yechayiv. The devar chomim adim yoytze boy dechavase biyomtiv. But according to chomim, that ma'aser sheni belongs to you. It's your esrog. You could be yoytze mitzvahs esrog with it. We'll soon see how we know this. Fredi gemara maskev l'rav papa. So you said so far three halachas that chala is only chayiv according to chomim, but according to Rav Meir it's potim in a chala. Then we had matzah, you put the current for a meyer. And then we had mitzvahs esrog, also you put the current for a meyer. So maskul of rapopo. Bishloime isa, bishloime by the loch of chalo, where the Torah says you have to take off chalo from your dough. I understand, the pasuk says, arisoi seichem. It has to be your dough. So idashim mishelochem. It has to be dough that belongs to you 100%. Therefore, according to Rav Meir, maaser sheni is mamon gevoya. It doesn't belong to you 100%. You only have a head to teed it. You wouldn't be yaitza, you would have no chiv to take off challah from Maaser Sheni according to Rav Meir. That you understand. Esrog nami, hilchas esrog, I also understand. The pasuk says, ulakachtem lochem, vidashin lochem mishelochem yehei. The esrog has to belong to you. That's why the first day on Sukkot, that's midiraisa, you only yaitza an esrog that belongs to you. You can't be yaitza an esrog shula. You can't be yaitza if you borrow somebody else's esrog. The first day it says lochem, the esrog has to belong to you. This we understand. Ela matzah by the mitzvah matzah. How did Rav Asi know to say this? Mitziv matzah seichem. Where does the Torah say matzah seichem? You have to own your own matzah. Mechitates according to Rav Meir, you won't be yotze with matzah that comes from Maaser Sheni. Torah doesn't say it has to belong to you, the matzah. And for the Gemara, Omar Rava Vitema Rav Yema, Bashalmiya Asiya Lechem Lechem. He learns it from Gzeira Shava. True, by matzah itself it doesn't say it. But there's a gzeira shava lechem lechem to challah. Ksiv hoch, it says here, by matzah lechem oini. What type of a matzah do you have to have? Lechem oini. Ksiv hosem, and it says by the mitzvah challah, ksiv hosem v'hoya bal chochem lechem oritz, when you come to eat from the lechem oritz, and then it says, arisa seichem. So ma lahalin, just like by isa, by challah, we just dash in the posek arisa seichem, mishalachem, that only dough that mamash belongs to you, ayim chuy v'teko of challah, and not from dough of Maaser Sheni according to Rav Meir, is that kan, the same halach applies to mitzvah matzah. Mishalachem, it's as if the Torah says, mishalachem, by matzah also. You only yoytze matzah if the matzah belongs to you. And echnami, matzah shula, you're not yoytze by matzah. The matzah has to belong to you. So the moral lema mesaylei. Let me bring a raya to Rav Asi. I'll bring a raya to what that all these three halachas have the din that has to belong to you. And in echlam, according to Rav Meir, you're not going to be there'll be no chi of challah. You're not going to be yoytze mitzvahs esrog, and you won't be yoytze mitzvahs matzah. What's the raya? Lema mesaylei. Say the halacha isa shem Maaser Sheni. If you have this dough that's made from Maaser Sheni, the wheat was Maaser Sheni, even though you're in Yerushalayim now and you're allowed to eat it there. Still pturim in a challah. It's potim in a challah divur Rav Meir. This is Rav Meir's, that's Rav Meir's shita. Why is a potim according to Rav Meir? The churah, because we dash in the posek arisa seichem, that challah is only mechuyiv if you mamish own the dough, and if the dough that's Maaser Sheni you don't own it, you're potter from challah. The chom mar, the chom nesecha yevet, the chom hold that Maaser Sheni is mamish your mamin, it's just a loch, you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim, therefore you have a chiyiv challah. Is the churah lema mesaylei, let's bring a raya. For the Gemara, what do you mean, let's bring a raya? Hainu hach, it's mamash the same halacha. Like by challah, true, you bring in a raya. But what do you mean a raya to Rav Asi? Rav Asi said three halachas. This is only a raya to one, then only to challah. What's the raya to the other three halachas? So the Marhochi come, this is what he meant to say. Leima, let's say, mida pligi, the isa, panach nami pligi. Lechura, the same way there's this machlokes by isa, you see by challah, that according to Rav Meir, it's not called yours, so you put it from challah, record the same swear would apply by matzah and by esrog. Oy duma, maybe no. The other side is no. Atay shlagi up. Maybe there's no raya from here to Rav Asi. I'll tell you, maybe challah is different than the mitzvah of esrog and the mitzvah of matzah. Maybe only by challah do we dash in to say that according to Rav Meir Yipoter. Why? I do mishani yosin yosiv arisoseichem trei zimni. Maybe by challah the pasuk says two times arisoseichem that you only mechuyev in challah where the dough mamash belongs to you. It says it two times to tell the teachers a chiddush. Even though ma'aseh, see the chiddush is that even though ma'aseh sheni is mamam gevoyim, what does it mean? It's mamam gevoyim. It has isurim on it. You're not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim, but inside Yerushalayim, your mamash allowed to eat it. So I was thinking, even according to Rav Meir, maybe that's still called yours. So I'll tell you, no, by challah, the Torah says two times, arisa seichem, tell us the chiddush, even this ma'aseh sheni, that is, since it's not yours 100%, that belongs to mamam gevoyim, it's not called yours. But maybe by matzah and by esrog, it is called lechem. Maybe ma'aseh sheni is also called lechem. Since l'ma'aseh you have a heter achila, you're allowed to eat it in your shalayim, so maybe that's called enough to give it a shem lechem. What's not called lechem? Maybe only by challah. So here it says two times, arisaseichem, that's a miyit, that ma'aseh sheni is not called yours. So you won't have a clear riot to Ravasi. Ravasi is being mechadesh that even for matzah, and even for esrog, also, according to Rav Meir Shita, ma'aseh sheni is considered mamon gevoyim, even though you have a right to eat it, it's not called lechem. So that chiddush, we don't have a riot from this brisa. Maybe only by chal is the machlekes, and not by matzah, not by esrog. Mavaita. Boy Reb Shimon ben Lokish. Ma'u sheyotz odem yidei chavosoy bechalo, shomayeseh sheni b'yushlayim. What's going to be the halacha if you have matzah made from dough, flour, from wheat that was ma'aseh sheni, and you took off challah, you gave it to a kohen? In other words, you had a lot of dough, and you took off challah from it, and this was a dough of ma'aseh sheni. So that's the shaila. You have dough now, that's ma'aseh sheni, that's challah. Is ali b'drabi yaseg lili loy tiboylech? Kohen t'rabi yaseg lili, there's no shailas. Hashdeh b'chulun loy nofik, basically said that ma'aseh sheni can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah. Because he dashen lechem oini, lechem that has to be mutter from oini and tidit. Yotze ma'aseh sheni, and oini is not allowed to eat ma'aseh sheni, you're not yotze mitzvahs matzah. Is b'chalosim iboy, madach with the chulun of ma'aseh sheni, not yotze, avada with the chalosh iboy, pshiti, not yotze. He rashes the omeliel, yotze zeh shen anecho baninus. The Abyeshek Lil Dashan Apostle Lechem Oini means Lechem that an onion, a person that's craving were mace. Before the Kvura, he's not allowed to eat mice sheni. So Melo, you can't be yitzah Lechem. You're not allowed to eat sheni, so my sheni can't be yitzah mitzvah smatza with it. That was Abyeshek Lil Shita. So according to Abyeshek Lil, there's no shayla here. Avada with mice sheni, you can't be yitzah mitzvah smatza. Now where's my shayla? Kiti bolach aliba de Rabbi Kiva. My shayla is according to Rabbi Kiva. That he said what? You could be yaitza mitzvah smatzom with ma'aseh sheni. He dashims lechem oni, means it has to be poor man's bread. Habi you don't have yayin shem or devash inside it. But even though it's made for ma'aseh sheni, that you could eat, that you can't eat when you're an oinin, so what? Still you could be called lechem oni, and you yaitza mitzvah smatzom. That was Rabbi Kiva's svara. Now Rabbi Kiva before dashim the posseg b'chol mosh v'seichem, he dashim to tell us, that Bikurim, you're not Yaitza Matzah from Bikurim. If you have wheat that you gave to the coin for Bikurim, with that you can't be Yaitza Mitzvah Matzah. So why? The Pasuk says, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem, you have to be able to eat it all over. And Bikurim you can only eat in Yerushalayim, therefore you're not Yaitza. So Kasha was then, Ma'aseh Sheni should be the same thing also. Ma'aseh Sheni, you're only allowed to eat inside Yerushalayim. Talkan Rabbi Kiva holds, you're allowed to be Yaitza Mitzvah Matzah with Ma'aseh Sheni. I, Ma'aseh Sheni, is also only in Yerushalayim. So he gave a terrace, he goes according to Reb Lezer. Now Reb Lezer says there's a hechatimsa, that if the ma'aseh sheni becomes tamei, when it becomes tamei, you're allowed to be poydered even in Yerushalayim, and you can eat this ma'aseh sheni any place you want in Eretz Yisrael. So since there's a hechatimsa, ma'aseh sheni could become hutter, teat, any place in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, that's called b'chol mosh v'seichem. True, calls a man it's Torah, you can't. But once it becomes tamei, that's the locha, you're allowed to be poydered ma'aseh sheni. That was Reb Akiva's halacha before. Now we have a good shayla here. Now you have this ma'aseh sheni, but you took off challah from it. So you have ma'aseh sheni that's challah. Now what's ma'aseh sheni really only allowed in Yerushalayim? Why do we say it's called b'chol mosh v'seichem? Because on the side, the ma'aseh sheni becomes tamei, then you could be poyder it, and then you can eat it wherever you want. But now that it's challah tamei, you never allowed to eat. There's no din pidyon on challah tamei. Challah that became tamei, you have to burn, you can't eat it. So now it's a shiloh, this ma'aseh sheni, that's challah, there's no way in the world to eat this outside Yerushalayim. You're only allowed to eat it, it's ma'aseh sheni, you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. You can eat it outside Yerushalayim. So what would the Bekiva say in such a loch like this? It's two things. It's Maisa Sheni and Challah. Even though each one by itself would be Yotzei de Mitzvos Matzah. From Challah alone, you could be Yotzei Mitzvos Matzah. From Maisa Sheni alone, you could be Yotzei Mitzvos Matzah. There you put the two together, that's the Shaila. Do we say a Migu, look at each one separately, or else no? Now that they're both together and there's no way to eat this outside Yishlayim, maybe it's no good. So tomorrow, the Shaila is according to Rabbi Kiva. I'll leave it to Rabbi Kiva. The Chulin, who did not say by regular Maisa Sheni or Yotzei, the mitzvah, because we said this story before, if the Maaseh Sheni becomes Tomei, Yesh Lohen, Heter, B'moy Shavos. Then according to Rabbi Elazar Shita, you're allowed to be poydered, and you can eat it wherever you want. Avu Chala, Mashenke, now that this Maaseh Sheni is Chala, the mitzvah becomes Tomei, Lest Leheter, B'moy Shavos. Ules Reifu Az, Lufaket, Chala that became Tomei, you have to burn it. So there's Mela, Loi Nofik. You can't be Yitzah, Mitzvah Matzah, with this Matzah, which is from Maaseh Sheni, that's Chala. Because there's no way to eat it outside Yerushalayim. So Dilma maybe no. Armin and Hoyle, we say it's Rav and Hoyle. Vilu loikoro l'shein. Since if you would have not called it Chala, just left it as Maaseh Sheni, the Yitzmet would have become Tamei, is lehetze b'mashavois, then you could have been poided the Maaseh Sheni, and either outside Yerushalayim, the Nofik one, you could be Yitzmet Mitzvah Matzah, hashtag nami Nofik. We say it's Rav and Hoyle. Even though now you made it into Chala, we have to look at each Issa separately. The Issa Maaseh Sheni by itself, you could be Yitzmet Mitzvah Matzah with. The Issa Chala by itself alone, you could be Yotzei Mitzvos Matzah. So as a svara, look at each Issa by itself, maybe you would be Yotzei Mitzvos Matzah. Or else the other side is no. Now that it's both together, there's no way to eat it outside Yishlayim, maybe you're not Yotzei. So that's the Sofik. Ika the Yamri, some say like this. Ho vadi loyti boiloch. That's also for sure not a shayla. The vadi for sure, Armin, we say hoil. We say such was hoil. Look at each Issa by itself. The Issa Maaseh Sheni Sheboi is, you could be Yotzei Mitzvos Matzah. Because as the Issa Maaseh Sheni, there is a Hekatim Sari outside Yerushalayim. And as the Issa Chala by itself, also Chala, you could be Yotzei Mitzvos Matzah. So even though now they're both together, but it's not a new Issa, it's just made up of two Issurim, and each Issa you could be Yotzei Mitzvos Matzah, Havadi Yotzei. Kiti Boloch, where's my Shalom? Chala, if you have Chala, Halakuach Bekesev Maaseh Sheni. By Maaseh Sheni, there's two things. First of all, you have the actual chitim, the actual peiros of Maaseh Sheni. Let's say you live outside Yerushalayim and you have 100 pounds of it. It's too heavy to bring to Yerushalayim. So lachar is outside Yerushalayim, you purge it on money. You take your $100 bill now and bring it to Yerushalayim. And now with the money, you buy wheat. That's called halakuach for Maaseh Sheni. So somebody took the money that he was purged in Maaseh Sheni, went to Yerushalayim, and now with this money, he went ahead and bought wheat. So he bought wheat now that's called bought with money Maaseh Sheni. And you made into challah. This is the shell now. Valiba the Rabbanon loyti boiloch. Kivan the Amr yifta hainu maisa. The Rabbanon say, whether it's Maaseh Sheni itself that came into Yerushalayim, or whether it's Paris that were bought with Maaseh Sheni, they have the same halacha. That when, even though they came into Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you can't take it outside anymore, but if it became Tummy though, then you could be poured to it. So according to the Rabbanon, it's the exact same halacha as Maaseh Sheni by itself. So Kiti Bolach, when do I have my suffix? A libud Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomi Yikover. He says no. That if you bought Paris with the money of Maaseh Sheni, the Paris now are not such a choshev lik iser. It's not so chom of this Kedusha. So this Kedusha of Maaseh Sheni can never be poydum. Even if it becomes tummy now, even if these Paris become tummy, you can't be poydum them. There's no way to be poydum these Maaseh Sheni. Halacha is only if real Paris of Maaseh Sheni, you bring it to Yerushalayim and it becomes Tomei, you could be poydered. Because that has the real Kedusha of Maaseh Sheni. But if you hold, if these Paris are not really Maaseh Sheni, you are poydered the Maaseh Sheni onto money. You brought the money into Yerushalayim. Now in Yerushalayim you take this money and buy new Paris. True, the Paris get Kedusha of Maaseh Sheni, but it's not so strong as the original Maaseh Sheni. Therefore, if these Paris now become Tomei, there's no way to be poydered. That's the Shaila. This Nan we learned like this. Halakuach bekesu Maaseh Sheni. Paris that you bought with the money of Maaseh Sheni. Shenitmo became Tommy in Yerushalayim. Yifte, the Tanakhama says, still you can be part of it. It's like regular Maaseh Sheni. Yabiyudu Aymen, no Yikover. You have to bury such Maaseh Sheni. It doesn't have so much Kedusha as the original Maaseh Sheni. So now it's a Shaila. So such Maaseh Sheni, you can't be poidah, so there's no way to eat it outside Yerushalayim. So could you be Yotze Mitzvah Smatz in such a case or not? Here's the Shaila. Me, Armin, do I say, Hoyo Vila Lokuach Heavy. Since if you wouldn't have bought it, In other words, if it would have been the original Maisha Sheni in Yerushalayim, and it would have become Tameh, you could be poured with, you could take it outside. And also now that you made it Challah, I have a second Hoyle. Hoyle, if you didn't make it Challah, the Yitman, if it would have become Tameh, Yesh Leteb Meshavis, there would have been Hechatim Sadi's outside Yerushalayim. In other words, again, also, take these Paris, even though this wheat now is Challah, but after Maisha Sheni Shaboy, even though the way it is now that was bought, you can't be poider it, but since if it would have been the original Maisa Sheni, you could be poider it, so if Nofek Bey can still be Yitzer. Hashtanami Nofek Bey, now also we say like these two hoils here. Oiduma maybe no. Chad hoil amrinon, trei hoil loy amrinon. Two hoils we don't say, so far we don't say. Omarova, Rova gave a teras, Mistavra Shei Maisa Chadu. Yes, we do say two hoils. In other words, the Maisa, what's wrong with these papers right now? What Issa does this wheat have on it? It's called Maisa Sheni. Even though it's not really Maisa Sheni, it's only the money that you appointed your Maisa Sheni, you took to Yerushalayim, and you bought now new wheat. But since the Maisa, what's the Issa on this wheat? It's considered the Issa is Maisa Sheni. And the Issa, Maisa Sheni by itself, you could be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah. That's the way we're passing in Rabbi Kiva holds. That since there's a Hechatim Sadit in Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim, so Svari is Maisa Sheni never patted you for Mitzvah Matzah. You could always be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah if it has a Shein Maisa Sheni. So even though this Maisa Sheni is a Shvach, with the less of the Kedusha, because it was only bought with money of Maisa Sheni, and it's so less the Kedusha that it can't be poured through it. So even though this Maisa Sheni doesn't have a Heter, teed outside, but since the actual Shein of Maisa Sheni does have a Heter, Havad the Svari is a wee Mutter also. That you would be Yotze with Matzah, made from Maisa Sheni, that was only bought with the money of Maisa Sheni. And even though now it's Challah, still you would be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah. But then the end of the Mishnah said, Chalas Toida Rekika Nazir. If you have your matzahs that you made for Korban Toida, look, you have to bring 40 lechems by a Toida, or a Nazir also brings a lot of lechems, and they all can't be chomets, they have to be Dafka Matzah. So even though you made it for your Korban, and it's matzah, you can't be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah Pesach by night. Why not? Minoan Emili. Omar Rabba says, Yomakro, the Pasuk says, Ushmartem Es HaMatzah.